Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hey everyone, Quinn here. I'm just going to make it really quick today. It's the first day of snow for me, at least where I am, Alberta, Canada. This is the first day of the fourth quarter 2017, and I'm getting snow already. So anyway, what I wanted to talk about was your barrier to entry. So as you know, your barrier to entry is how hard it is to get into something. And in my point of view, up until now, it used to be, and I still maintain my point of view with it, the harder it is to enter a certain market or a certain niche, the better it's going to be once you're inside, the easier it's going to be for you. So it's easier to become the bigger fish in that pond, because not everybody will cross that barrier to enter your niche or your market. The story that it reminds me of, and I posted on Facebook on one of my groups, or a few of them, was a story of how hard is it to make you quit. So recently, through the podcast and blog and stuff, several people have contacted me asking for help starting their businesses. A lot of them related to one of the podcasts I made that was how to start your business with zero investment. So a lot of people wanted help, and I decided, you know what, let me just help them out and see. So just so I wouldn't waste my time, I want to see how interested these people really are in succeeding. If they have that burning feeling of really wanting it, right? You got to do a couple tests and see, is this person a good fit, or are they going to fail miserably and then just because I helped, I'm the one to blame? So I'll just cut it short and save my time and do a few tests. One of the people I mentioned joining Merch by Amazon. And Merch by Amazon, as you may know, is a free program that Amazon has where you register, you request, it's invite only, but you can request to be invited. And after Amazon invites you, they'll allow you to upload designs that they will make into t-shirts. So whatever design you send up there, it's a $0 investment for you, right? So you have zero risk whatsoever. Amazon will grab your design or your words. You don't have to be a designer. You can type stuff like, hello, my name is Quinn. You know, you can make a t-shirt with that. You upload it. They'll make the shirt. They will sell the shirt. They will ship the shirt. They will do customer service, everything. And you decide the price of the shirt. Amazon will take $11.50, I believe, is their cut. Anything above that is yours for the rest of your life, as long as that t-shirt is up and selling, right? So if you create a t-shirt for $20, you're going to get, I don't know, is it $8.50 every time Amazon sells one. That's it, forever. If they sell 1,000 of those, you know, you're getting almost $9,000 from Amazon. Pure profit with zero investment. A long story short, I was talking to this person. I said, so here's this one thing you got to do. Go here, apply for Amazon Merch. Here's where you go to apply. That's one thing. It's not going to be immediate because they're going to have to look at... normally, it takes a few months for them to get... send an invite to you, unless you're like my sister. They invited her the same day. Pretty impressive, but that was it. Meanwhile, we were going to start working on other things, affiliate marketing and all that stuff that requires zero investment, just time. And he came up with a question. I was thinking, so do I need a PayPal account? Because I don't have a PayPal account, so I can't do this. If you have merch accounts, you know, we do not need PayPal for that. But because I noticed right there, the barrier to entry was set so low that the fact that he didn't have a PayPal account was going to stop him from going any further. So I didn't insist. I didn't tell him, just go to paypal.com, enter your name and your email, and your account is done, pretty much, right? Basically, that's all you need for an account. And then if you want to later on add funds, you can enter a credit card or a bank number. But to start the account, all you need is an email and your name. But it doesn't matter. It matters is that that's what was stopping this person to getting into an online business with $0 invested. So that's where I stop immediately. So not a second more of my time will be wasted in this, because I know it's not going anywhere. If having a PayPal account is going to stop you from getting into an online business, yeah, what isn't going to stop you is the better question. It is a little bit of a rant, but it's also kind of an eye-opener. If there's a barrier to entry, in my opinion, and I know this for instance, and I always go back to Amazon, but there's one product on Amazon that I am the only person in the world that sells this. And I don't make this product. I don't make it. But I'm the only one in the world that sells it. When I tripped on this product, I decided to start selling on Amazon to test. And because I tried to do my research online and there was none for sale, I couldn't really prove how strong of a product this would be and how much it would sell. So I got $2,000 worth of this product shipped to Amazon. And as I'm filling up the forms to ship this, I realized it's not something that is just as straightforward as shipping. I came upon a barrier. At the time, because I didn't know this such thing could happen, this kind of barrier, I figured maybe I should let go already. But I already had $2,000 invested in this. So you know what? Let me just put a bit more time into it. And I went and I just overcame that barrier, which ended up being so much easier than I really thought, and it took half an hour of my time to do so. So I became the only person on Amazon selling that. So what happened was, and this was Amazon.com, in the first week that I put this product on Amazon with zero PPC, I was selling them at, let's just say, way higher price than I was getting them. For the $2,000, I sold in 1 week $7,000 worth of this product. So I paid two, sold them for seven. In 1 week, I ran out. It got there, they started selling, and it ran out in 1 week. So I figured, okay, this is almost good enough proof that I can order a big batch, but instead I'm just going to double the order. They came back. Guess what? Sold out. Now, this was quarter four of 2016. So we're getting close to Christmas, and I figured, you know what, that is one of the reasons, stuff like that. But anyway, let's get the big order coming. So by the time the big order came, it was, it was too late for Christmas. But I still sold them all. It was not really a Christmas thing. I ended up, at a certain point, lowering my profit on the item. I was making 30-something, 40 bucks profit on each. Story is that there was a barrier to entry, and although it seemed bigger than it was, ended up being a tiny barrier and I got in, but nobody else even tried. Either that or a lot of people don't know about this product, but I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's something super simple. It's something that everybody knows exists. Everybody knows, probably everybody has one at home. This one is just slightly different, and I'm the only person selling this. Barriers to entry may be a good way to look at things. Go find them. Find what would be something hard to sell. And then don't make sure it's not something that's going to be a time waster, that you're going to waste the rest of your life trying to get engaged on this, or trying to, you know, get into this category. Is something the barrier is really high. But if there is a barrier, have a look, see if it's something that you can jump over and leave everybody else behind, all these quitters. Maybe it's not that they're a quitter in life, they're just don't have the entrepreneurial spirit. And that's fine, right? Not everybody has it. Not everybody needs it, right? Everybody has their own place. Everybody has the stuff that they like. I like doing business online, and that's probably the only thing I like about business. That's it. Don't give up too quick. There's the moral of the story. Don't give up too quick. And that reminded me, I have a really, really cool story I'm going to bring up on the next episode. It's an awesome, awesome story about knowing the why you do something, why you pay so much for something. And I don't want to get too much into it so I don't ruin it. And this is going to be gold. All right, guys, thank you very much. Go out there, profit, and don't give up too easy. Thank you.